Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 1 of the Summer Library Podcast. I am Paul Srell, along with Stephen Mount.
Are we in Season 4 already?
We are in Season 4.
Season 3 just flew by.
It did. It just poof, and it was gone. So, yes, we are in Season 4, and we are coming to you, and it's the midpoint of March. Today is Pi Day. So, March has all sorts of things. I'm going to plug my parents.
Are they selling something?
No, they're not selling. And on March 18th, which is just a few days from now, they will celebrate their 65th anniversary.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. So
that's a landmark.
Shout out to HK and Gene.
Do they listen
no.
to the podcast?
No, they don't even have a computer. What do you
mean? They can mail them a tape of it or
that's
something.
That's right. I'll mail them a cassette. How about that? No, yeah. They do have CD technology.
Okay.
So how have you been doing?
Oh, doing good.
Yeah?
Doing well.
Yeah. Well,
keeping busy.
You should be very happy because, you know, as we are in March, spring training has started.
Spring training is underway.
And opening day is just a couple of weeks away, isn't it? March 31st?
Yes, March 31st. There's an opening day in Australia in a few days, but the national opening day,
yes,
I think, is the 31st.
And I think you're pulling for the Cards again this year.
I think so, too. Yeah, they have a good chance, I think. Everybody says they have a good team, so. But it's played on the field, so we'll see how it goes.
You know, last year you and I made a, not a wager, but a guess.
Gentleman's wager.
Sure. Call it
lunch wager.
Yes. That neither one of us won.
No.
But I think I chose two teams that wound up to be in their conference championship. Yes.
Or their league championships.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Not basketball. Yeah, in their league championship.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I chose the Dodgers to go to the World Series.
Tigers?
And the Tigers. And they didn't get there, but they were one step away.
One step away.
And I was kind of successful like that with the NFL because we did the same thing for the past football season. I believe I picked the Broncos and the 49ers. Each got to their conference championship with
and
one.
And this is the Paul pats himself on the back segment.
Yes. Well, I was just going to ask, who did you choose?
I don't remember. What else is going on in the library, Paul?
Oh, just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you have chosen the Cardinals to win this year.
The Cardinals.
So you,
why not?
Why not? And I took two random teams.
The Reds and Rangers, right?
Yeah, to be in the World Series with the Rangers winning, I believe.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so. And you're being a homer and saying that...
Cardinals over Tigers is what I have.
Is that what you have?
Yeah.
Cardinals over Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tiebreaker should none of that happen. Or that does happen. I don't know. What's our tiebreaker? How many...
Albert Pujols home runs, I think.
Yeah, does he...
Closest to...
Does he play anymore?
when he's not injured, he does.
Yeah, so, yeah. Wow. Talk about a lot of money.
$240 million.
And, of course, you know I'm a Yankees fan. But
of
I like
course,
the Cardinals.
Yeah.
But the Yankees...
They spent a lot of money in this offseason.
Yeah, and they're no good. So, anyway, it'll be nice that baseball will be back. We'll have to go
yes,
to some games.
Definitely.
We went to the Redbirds.
We went to a Redbirds game. Memphis We've been Redbirds. To Generals games in
yeah,
the past.
So we'll have to go back to do that.
Absolutely.
Fun times.
Good times.
Good times. So how are things in interlibrary loan world?
Things are going well. I have... it's keeping pretty busy,
yeah.
Pretty steady.
Yeah, this is your busy time of the year.
Yeah,
March
quite
and April.
A few requests coming in, but
yeah.
It's good to stay busy.
Absolutely. And something else library related that's happening in your world.
Oh?
Tell us a little bit about that.
Are you referring to me going back to school?
I might be.
Oh, well, I've started a Master's of Library Science program online through the University of North Texas.
Good for you.
Bought all my number two pencils and college rule notebooks and ready to go to school.
Yes, I'm sure you use a number two pencil on all your tests that
Absolutely,
you take.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's online.
We just mail them in.
Yeah, it's old school. You're learning the correct old school way,
aren't
you?
That's right.
So how many... classes are you taking this
Taking two
term?
Classes. It'll be four semesters and two summers, two classes in all of those terms, and total of 36 semester hours. And at the end of 2015, hopefully, if all goes well, I'll be graduating from Library of Science program.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
So the
Thank
end of
you.
Next year.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be a lot crammed into that time, but it'll be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Learning a lot.
There you go. Has it been difficult getting back into the swing of studying and writing and all of those things that come along?
Well, it's different than college was because it did the online program aspect of it, but having assignments due and getting organized and that sort of thing. But
yeah.
Once you get organized, I think it all kind of falls into place after that.
So you plan on going to homecoming and things like that and football games?
Buy the University of North Texas t-shirts,
hoodies
and everything.
I think people will go, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they're the mean green.
Yeah, I think they are. Now you have another school to root for.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have a couple things coming up in the library. One that's going on now is the library survey. And our guest today is Annabeth Morgan, the director of the library.
We should talk to her about that survey.
I think, you know, man, that's a good idea. I think we should. Because I'm sure she would have insight that you and
yes.
I don't have.
Absolutely.
And so we will talk to her about that, and there's some other things that I'm sure that are coming up, and maybe even talk, who knows, we might talk sports with Annabeth. You know, Annabeth's a sports enthusiast.
That's right.
So we'll have all sorts of stuff to talk about with Annabeth. And we will talk to Annabeth Morgan right after this.
Hi, this is Melissa Moore, and I am a research coach here in the library. Don't be overwhelmed when faced with research. You just need someone who will help you with the process. That's why we have research coaches. So don't give in to frustration or settle for less. Contact a research coach today.
Annabeth Morgan joins us today to discuss all things library. Annabeth is the Associate Vice President for Academic Resources and Director of the Library, and we are pleased to have her with us today. Hello, Annabeth. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
We have some things going on in the library today that we thought would be interesting to discuss. One is the library survey, in which we are in the middle of. Tell us a little bit about that.
The library survey is a project that grew out of another effort of the librarians. We have been looking for a couple of years and studying instruction that is provided from the library. And as we worked through that project, we came to a desire to do a fresh library survey to get feedback from our customers, our students, our faculty, and our staff. And so our survey that we started this past weekend that runs for 2 weeks is a survey that is a whole population survey. We've invited every faculty, staff, and student member of our campuses to participate. We have actually two different surveys going on, one for those that primarily use the Jackson campus, and then we have a second survey for those who are students, faculty, and staff affiliated with our regional campuses or the online-only students.
What kind of things are you asking in the survey? What are you trying to find out most of all from our patrons or potential patrons?
Well, we're looking at two different thrusts. One of them, prior experience with the library, what they have encountered in the last year with our resources, our services, our facilities. And then also asking particularly those in the Jackson campus group to provide feedback about possibilities for our future library and how we might change a few policies or different ways that we do things when we move to a new facility.
How has the response been so far?
The survey response has been steady. Each day we're having new respondents. We would certainly like to hear from a lot more people. That includes every group. We'd like to hear from more students, more faculty, and more staff.
So, in other words, the survey really gives the opportunity for people to express their opinions and what they want, and it's not just something that they're going to fill out and it's not going to be looked at, and nobody's going to care really what they say, because we do care what they say, and things what they ask for may come to be because of the survey and their participation.
That's absolutely accurate. We do care. We are going to look at them. We are going to analyze the responses that come Library staff will analyze them. The Library Resources Committee, that includes faculty and students on that committee. And, of course, we'll talk with leadership here on campus about possibilities for improvement. We're all about trying to make what we offer better than what we currently have.
Right. And I will say this, that since you have come, there have been a lot of improvements to the library. And as we look forward to the new library, this is a great way for people to get involved early and let us know what they like, what they don't like, what they would like to see. And so there's a lot of potential here if we get people to participate, and the more the merrier.
That's absolutely true.
Anything else going on in the library to speak of at this time? We're about halfway through the semester, and anything going on?
We are getting ready. Spring break comes up here in a couple of weeks, and so we're doing a number of projects, trying to wrap them up before that time comes. One of the things that we've been focusing on is folks that have what we call long overdues, items that maybe they used for a project, and then after the project was over, they tucked it away and forgot to return it to the library. So we're trying to encourage returned items and help folks clear up their records. We like to have our computer system at the library accurate and thorough. We want to be able to share materials with people when they need them. So if someone has accidentally forgotten to return something, we're just trying to gently remind them at this time while we have half a semester ahead of us, and other people have the opportunity to use those items.
Right, and they don't need to fear embarrassment or anything like
that.
Not at all. Even though something may be in their office or in their home or in their car, it's been there for a while. We just want the stuff back.
Right, and you're exactly right. We just want to help us by returning the items.
Right. Now, one other thing that the library will be participating in is the Employee Benefits and Health Fair, which is coming up, I believe, on April 8th.
That's correct. This year, I think they've chosen a red carpet theme, a Hollywood kind of theme, and should be exciting. The library has participated in the Benefits Fair ever since it got started, and we consider it a great opportunity of outreach to our faculty and staff to let them know what's available in the library for them. And I think you have a team that maybe are helping you get organized for that project.
I do. Lori Haney is helping me with things to get ready for the display that we will be doing. And we have some interesting things in store. So we would like to encourage all the employees to come by and see our booth. We'll have some giveaways, and we'll also have a door prize. Plus, we will be featuring, since it's a Hollywood-themed event, we will be featuring our major motion pictures that we have on DVDs, and that's a great collection. And we just got several in that were Oscar winners from this past Academy Awards. So if you are interested in movies, please come by and check out our collection. Also, if you are one of the employees here on campus, please come by and check out our booth at the Health and Benefits Fair on April 8th.
And I think that runs from 8 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon.
That's correct.
On the 8th.
Mm-hmm. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, one thing before we go, you are a pretty big basketball fan.
That's correct.
So we have March Madness coming up in the next couple of weeks. Who is a team that you follow or do you think you'll be following, and who do you want to win?
I don't have a preference for the win this year, but I am watching Wichita State this year. I grew up in Springfield, Missouri, which the Missouri Valley Conference was the one the local state university played in that conference, and I went to games for years and years and watched Wichita State come into Springfield, and they were always sort of our nemesis that we didn't want them to win. But now that they have the possibility of doing really well in this year's March Madness, I'm paying attention to them.
So are you going to fill out the billion-dollar bracket?
No. Probably not do that this year, or most any year. I haven't done that.
Yeah, I'm not a bracketologist, and sometimes I'll pay attention to what's going on, and then other times I don't. So, but this one, it would be nice to see a team go undefeated all the way through the season and through their conference tournament and the NCAA tournament.
That's right. Another team that's doing really well this year is the Creighton team. I also watched Creighton year after year while they were a part of the Missouri Valley Conference, so also would like to see them do well.
Okay, so you're not going to wager any money on this. You're not going to go out on a limb and do something crazy. If
no wagering, just watching.
Okay, very good. No wagering, just watching. I like that. All right, so you heard it here. Annabeth's going with Wichita State. Yes?
I'm watching them.
You're watching them. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that insight into basketball. And who knows, in a couple of weeks, we may have Wichita State as the national champions.
We'll just see.
And you heard it here first. But not really. Okay. So just wrapping up, we have a library survey that is in process, and we would like to encourage everyone who can take a few minutes of their time and let us know what they think about our library as it stands now and is what they would like to see in the future. And if you have any overdue books, we would like to have them back and no questions asked type thing. Just bring back the books and all is well in the world. Anything else?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by and we will look for you in the library. That's Annabeth Morgan, the Associate Vice President for Academic Resources and the Director of the Library. We appreciate her coming by, and we will be back right after this. We'd like to thank Annabeth Morgan again for stopping by and speaking with us today on our podcast. And we would also like to remind everyone who has not participated in the library survey to please do so. The survey will be up and running until Saturday, March 22nd. Stephen, always good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
And we will talk to you later.